What's up, everybody? This is Garrick with ACG. Well, I was in a podcast, Marcin Kawinski, CEO, basically co-founder of CD Projekt Red, came forward and did an announcement about the current status of Cyberpunk, as well as his thoughts on moving forward and some behind the scenes of this. Understanding for a moment, people are going to say this is a convenient pre-focus of what's actually occurred at CD Projekt Red prior to Cyberpunk's release. One of the reasons why you haven't seen me do a lot of videos post the couple that I did once it got out is because I've sort of moved on from this title. I'm very interested in what they believe occurred and their focus for moving forward and fixing what we got. But a lot of the issues that I had with Cyberpunk 2077 were not necessarily just the bugs. There were some bare bones quest results and the various different problems that I had with the title. But it was nice for him to come forward and talk about not only their ideas of what occurred behind the scenes prior to the release of the game, as well as their ideas moving forward. Now, I'm not going to play this entire thing. You can see the link in the description of this video, but I do want to discuss it. If you like gaming news like this, I would love for you to subscribe to the channel. It absolutely helps. So moving forward on this, what actually occurred? Cyberpunk 2077 gets released, and it gets released to what I would consider to be a fairly split fanfare. Now, a lot of people say that the PC version is this ultra playable game and is perfection, and, you know, ignoring some bugs, it's still an absolutely tremendous game, and I get that. You have the console side where I think you had more people explaining the issues that they had. One of the nice things about him coming forward and talking about what occurred is they talk about the particular instance that they had and the particular incidents of problems that they had with the old gens when it comes to their streaming in the engine. So what this is feeding the entire engine. This is feeding all of the data into the graphics engine and trying to get the speed that they can get out of those hard drives and out of just the memory bandwidth itself into the game engine. And they just couldn't do it. And that's why we get some of the issues that we get with the old generation consoles. They've, of course, gone forward and stated that they would be backing up all of their word and what they've stated, and they will be making sure to patch this up on all the systems. They're not just going to suddenly stop. They've moved some time frames around. And if you go to this and you watch the actual video, you'll see some time frames that they've put forward. My issue with all versions of this game weren't really tied to a lot of the things he talked about. The streaming technology and the issues that I had on the consoles were for sure there, and it was unacceptable. But there were also issues with everything from bugs, just again, to the way the game actually played. But ignoring that for a second, and ignoring what my experience was, and even ignoring yours, better or worse than my own, it was pretty nice to have a company CEO come out there and talk about it. And there's a couple reasons why. First of all, this is a company that's massive, and yes, it definitely hurt their stock prices. We've seen that, but they're also still going to do quite fine in and of themselves. I did like that he came forward and said, you know, you guys have supported us by pre-ordering our games in the past and by understanding that we release good titles, and we didn't do that here. And I think that that's a good way for a company to start sort of the healing, you know, and move forward. And that's what really needs to happen. I mean, we can sit here and we can make 1,000 YouTube videos about it, and that'll certainly make people's channels. We can do that. But at the same time, we also have to move on to other games and move on to other situations. And what's nice here is while we do that, they go back and they try to make Cyberpunk what it was actually supposed to be. And it's sad. We really are at that stage of grief where we have to accept what we've got and look at the mitigating circumstances, how we got there, but also looking at sort of mending some fences and decided, do you return to it later during the DLC? Or maybe do you return to it later when they patched it up? Or do you decide to just move on because there are other games either coming out or currently out that have a cyberpunk feel to them, whatever that may be, and whatever you may like. This is still good, though, from a company standpoint. We've seen some trash games before, and we've really never seen an apology like this. We've had Anthem, we've had Avengers, and you never really see anybody come forward and say, hey, you know what, guys? This is actually nowhere near what we should have done. And with CD Projekt Red, we get that. Does it absolutely buy me back into believing anything they say? No. And you know why? Because I fucking didn't in the first place. And neither should you. You should have never really believed any of this kind of stuff in the first place. When it comes to pre-ordering games, guys, I'm going to be the first to tell you, I just really don't believe in it. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. Just like early access doesn't make a lot of sense if you expect to 100% get all of your return on investment. You have to make a lot of these things and sort of put your faith out there. And a lot of people put their faith here and it didn't work out. This is the result. And I'm hoping that not in a negative way, but in a way of just being protective of your own cash and in the current environment we're in, that you guys make sure to go out of your way to be a little bit more protective of your money if you feel burned in this situation. I think it's cool. I think it's a step forward. We'll have to see if they pay off and if they deliver. I think they will. at least I think they'll deliver a game that is called Cyberpunk that is far less buggy. I don't know necessarily if it's something I'm going to jump back into and believe is the ultra of all cyberpunkish games, but we'll have to see. Anyway, that's it for me. I hope you guys like these news videos. If you did, give it a thumbs up. If you didn't, subscribe. Other than that, hey, hang out at the Patreon. It's always cool. Peace out. Enjoy whatever game you are playing.